Perhaps we can segue that into the more general question of what other things should be looked at periodically, and what's the period?
This one's mine, I guess. So I think you should see a supervising physician every year. I didn't say a neurologist, though obviously I would prefer to be a neurologist, as well as a cardiologist. If where you are, you don't like any of your neurologists, there are days where we wonder what we actually do, which is significant. But, you know, certainly a physical medicine person, if they're very good at it, a general practitioner who really takes care and knows when to consult for certain things. Cardiac-wise, we recommend an EKG and echo. I would suggest a Holter every year because we have uncovered asymptomatic treatable rhythms in individuals at this point just by screening and which did lead to intervention. I would suggest an annual fasting glucose, and I would ask them to check an insulin level at the same time. This is a person who is not overtly diabetic. For that, you get the insulin because it allows you to give a poor man's guess of what your insulin resistance is, which in some studies is relatively predictive of some of the courses that might occur. Visual evaluation of symptomatology shows up. Hearing evaluation of their symptomatology. Scoliosis films once a year, if necessary, with the orthopedic people to go with it. That probably, and then everything else by situation.